Hello.
Oh, hi, Fernando. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good. Good to hear. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
Well, for one, I just got my truck back, so I'm today, like, my first day back to work.
Okay.
So I haven't been working. And then second of all, I had to cancel my car. I had some fraud stuff going on there. They kept getting into my account. Some place from New York. I'm like, I ain't never been in New York, so.
Oh no, that's horrible. I'm happy you caught it though. That's really good that you got it in time.
Yeah, so they had to cancel my card, and then, like I said, I haven't been working, so today is my first day back, so I'm trying to make some money.
Yeah.
So I can find it. So, and how much is my bill again? I can't remember.
Your bill is for $249, but I want to give you an option since you're just back working and you need a little bit of time. Is that package includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, just temporarily, you could take the Facebook ads off, and that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you're still on the first page of Google, you're still on the first page of Bing, the website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So a lot of people will go to a package like that, especially if they hit a tight spot, because you could always call back later and put those Facebook ads on if you wanted to.
Yeah, because I know last time that I had talked to you or somebody else, but like, I haven't gotten not one call from y'all, not one customer from y'all, so that's why I know last time I was just canceling because, like I said, I haven't gotten not one call, not one message, not one customer at all, you know. And I mean, I'm barely back to work, but still, like, I haven't got one call, one.
So I want to let you know that you've been on a seasonal hold with us for the past 3 months, so we haven't been doing any active optimization. However, in that time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,536 times, and you've had 433 image views to the pictures that we have up on your Google listing. In addition to that, there are 17 leads on the dashboard that came in through the tracking number that we provided for you. So I'm thinking that you've maybe gotten at least some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
No. For a simple fact, because I know my buddy Pedro from Point to Point Towing.
Yes.
He has y'all, and then I've noticed that when people call him from Local Splash, it comes on his phone as Local Splash.
Yes.
And like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't gotten not one call from Local Splash like that.
So I want to let you know that it might show up as local leads on your phone. It might show up as Local Splash, or it might show up as just your tracking number. So, for instance, your tracking number is 832-850-2345. So if you see people calling from that number, it could be that those are coming in through the tracking number. So we don't always program it to say Local Splash. But I want to let you know that the phone numbers are all stored on your dashboard with the timestamp. So, for instance, on December 22nd, there was a minute and 33-second call from 346-390-2707. Then on 12-1, there was a, let's see here, a call that was 6 seconds, so maybe it went to your voicemail and they hung up or something, but that was from 832-992-9320. Prior to that, it was another five-second call from Laura Morris, 303-720-8240. So keep in mind, this is stuff that was trickling in while your account was on suspension. So, or not suspension, but the seasonal hold. So the technicians weren't doing any active programming on it. So just imagine now, once you get the program up to speed and they catch up on all the algorithm updates, you're going to see even better results. Now, one thing that you can do on your end that will help you get even better results is to work on getting a 5-star review on your Google listing. So I'll send you an email that will help you with that. And it's pretty cool because it'll say, you know, thank you for using Nando's Towing and Recovery. And if you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then when your clients click the box, it will automatically take them to your Google listing. So because it's so simple and it's just a matter of a click of a button, most people will do it. And it's only going to take you a couple of, you know, people filling that out to achieve a stronger, you know, reputation on Google.
Ah, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, well, like I said, today my first day back, so if you could just give me some time, so I could just make some money, so I'll be able to get back on my feet and, you know.
Of course. So I sent you the review generator email. I want you to start working on that. I'm going to send you a second email that says your account. And that second email just talks about the payment failing. But the extension on there, 777, it'll ring directly to me. Okay? So if you find that, you know, you're back on your feet and you want to reinstate this, you can call me. I will tell you that in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal on the 5th. And in order to prevent that charge, there you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $249 past due balance on the account, regardless of, you know, how you want to go about it. But if you think that, you know, that Facebook, you know, removing that would work, I'll get that portion overridden and at least take that $100 off for you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do that, like just the Facebook listing off.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a good route for you to go, Fernando, because like I said before, you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later. But for your industry, you know, a lot of people probably don't go to Facebook anyway. You know, that's more for, you know, things that they're going to schedule out and whatnot. I mean, you might get jobs from Facebook if it's somebody that's, you know, maybe they have a car that's non-operation and they want to tow it to the dealer or something and it's not an emergency. You might catch something like that through Facebook if there's an ad coming up for your company. But typically, if they're emergency tows, they're going to be going to Google, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Okay, so we have a good game plan, and then I will, if I'll keep an eye on your account, and I can actually follow up with you maybe next week, and we'll see, you know, how you're going at that time, okay?
Okay, so by when do I got to pay the $249?
So the January 5th payment is past due, so I would recommend just get that taken care of before February 1st. Because if it came to February 5th, you would be past due for $498. So that amount will continue to reoccur until this settles. So what I can do once we get the payment is I can then push the next one out 30 days. That way you won't have two payments close together. So let's say you can't take care of this one till, you know, January 25th or something, right? I can then push the next billing out to February 25th, so you'll get another full month.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm putting that in your notes just so that I don't forget. So once this is paid, I'll push your billing out 30 days for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I think we have a good game plan. So if you have any questions on that review generator email, just feel free to call me. And if not, I'll follow up with you next week, okay?
All righty.
All right, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you so much, Fernando. Bye-bye.